Hello, Wade Cox here, and welcome to the Ski with Wade podcast. I've been involved with this sport of water skiing for over 40 years now. I was fortunate enough to be a professional, and now I'm a full-time water ski coach. Today's guest and I will be talking about water skiing. We'll also be talking a little bit about travel and maybe a little about life as well. Thanks for joining us today. Ski with Wade, cut more rope. Welcome, Ski with Wade podcast number 12. Today's episode is sponsored by Syndicate Water Skis, and they were and are, if it's going to happen, sponsoring the Syndicate Collegiate Nationals. And we'll get on to our collegiate guest crew today. Syndicate Water Skis is owned by the mother company of HO, which this summer will be their 40th birthday. Very cool. And this summer will be my 34th birthday with HO, way older than most of our guests here today. That is so sad, but such is life. So, hey, go to skiwithwade.com. You can see my tour dates. You can also check out any merch that you might be interested. We've had some issues with some shipping. So if you have any issues or you have some product that is owed to you, then reach out to me at wade@skiwithwade.com or message me on Instagram or Facebook. So on to our host of today, Mr. Mike Bullock. We are at Swerve Water Sports. Welcome, Mike.
How's it going, Wade?
We are in Hillsborough, Tennessee.
Yep.
So a little bit north of I-24.
Yeah, just about a half mile off the highway.
Right. Kind of one of those places for a lot of you Midwesterners, and we got a few here today, traveling to Florida or Atlanta, you've probably driven right by this place and had no idea it was here. It's sort of one of those gems.
Yep, very hidden, but right in a good spot right off the interstate.
Yeah, kind of like Ski Watch is down there in Pensacola. You drive right by it and it's like literally right on the freeway. We're about halfway between Chattanooga and Nashville.
Yep.
Give or take.
About an hour from each.
So give us the history of the lake here.
So it's built in, I'm sure I'm going to mess this up. I think it was built in 2007 by Nikki Lowe. And then Dave Daniels owned it for a while and then came here. I've been here for 7 years now. We started the water ski school about 7 years ago.
So you got to check it out. You can go to swervewatersports.com.
Yep.
Right. And I checked it out on the way here. I'm like, yeah, there it is. Cool. I pulled it right up. You got some boarding here and you're obviously hosting a collegiate team right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We do lots of lessons for people from Nashville, a lot of local club members, and then lots of big groups from collegiate teams and some junior development camps and stuff.
So I see on some of the social media sites, people asking, you know, hey, I'm going to be in wherever. Well, if you are going to be in wherever, meaning Atlanta, Chattanooga, Nashville, then you got to come by. You guys got to check this place out. It's very cool. So let's talk a little bit about your history. You are a former collegiate skier.
Yep. Skied for Purdue from 2009 to 13 and had a blast there. And then, pretty much moved down here and been doing the ski school ever since.
So your season, late April through maybe mid-October?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And then really, really nice in the summer here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Mike is a ripping slalom skier. So yeah, he's really fun to watch. So he's got a really good staff here and everybody's a really good skier. So they can certainly help you out. So let's talk about a little bit about that winter hobby of yours. You told me about a trip you did last fall. Let's hear about it. Or last winter.
Yes. This past winter, I spent 2 months on the road living out of Toyota Sequoia and stopped everywhere on the Icon Pass. So went to all the Colorado resorts, Salt Lake, California, went to Taos, New Mexico, up to Montana and Washington, Oregon. So pretty much everywhere out west.
Nice. Have you done that in the summer? When you were a kid or anything?
No, never been to most of those places.
Because obviously you work here in the summer exactly. Now. You're tied up. Because I actually travel out there in the summer quite a bit doing my Ski with Wade tour. And man, those mountains in the summer with green on them are incredible.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome. I've never been out there, but like you just see the pictures and it's beautiful.
Well, good stuff, Mike. I know you got to get, we got a group getting ready to get on the water. I'm going to talk with your staff here a little bit first. Thanks, Mike. And you guys check it out. SwerveWatersports.com. Yesterday we had Mike's staff. First up is Lee Rouse. Welcome, Lee.
How's it going, Wade?
And your girlfriend here, Allie Steele. You guys are from the Natty.
Yeah, that's right. We both skied for University of Cincinnati, the water ski. She just graduated this winter, actually.
Nice. Yeah, good deal. So Allie, let's go to you. So what did you get your degree in?
My degree's in political science. I am planning to go to law school next year.
Nice. Yeah. Have you started your application process?
Yeah, I actually just got them all finished up this week. So the perfect time to be down, hanging out at Swerve.
Nice, huh?
In a stress-free environment.
And as they say in Pulp Fiction, you're in a transitional phase. right? And Lee, sort of, what did you get your degree in? You were telling me about it yesterday, and you're very educated. You were saying some stuff I didn't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I got a health sciences degree, so very much in the like exercise kind of field, healthcare kind of stuff. Just looking to do some rehabilitation stuff, like exercises, stretches, warm-up, stuff like that.
And you've known Mike sort of from back in your collegiate skiing days?
Yeah. So we skied together at a couple collegiate tournaments, and I came down here in 2015 to help him out, I think. Me, his sister, and Tom were the first couple of Swerve employees down here in 2015.
I'm the best Swerve employee, though, of all time.
Well, no, so let's talk about that. So our group here, this is I've had collegiate skiers, but this is my first group where we've got just everybody here's University of Michigan water ski team. Go Big Blue, right? Oh, and yeah. So, Allie, you're the tour director. You're sort of having to wear different hats. You're having to hang up your Cincinnati hat.
Yeah.
And you know, go, well, I'm going to be a collegiate ski fan. And you've recruited these guys.
Yeah, definitely. So their president, actually, we live really close to each other. We're friends from back home. We did a lot of like public lake skiing back home, kind of. And I was, you know, just kind of looking to recruit people to come down here. And I know they've been doing a lot of really cool stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, there'd be some cool people to have down. So I'm really glad it worked out.
No, awesome. No, good stuff. So tell me about the Public Lake Michigan summer. Like I'm hearing like Kid Rock and walleye that stuff, right? Like that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's what it's like, basically. So I grew up in a county. You can't go 2 miles in any direction without hitting water. The lakes are beautiful. Like you can see the water's crystal clear. Lee always complains they're really short summers, which I don't know, maybe they are, but it's still cool.
6 weeks of
summer. Oh, whatever. But yeah, I grew up skiing there with my parents. So.
Well, good stuff. Hey, well, thanks, guys. You guys were awesome yesterday. Appreciate your help.
Thanks, Wade.
Hey, so our next guest, I actually met his father and mom before he was, sort of a thought. Yeah, maybe before even your big brother was a thought.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so this is Isaac Moodhart. And Isaac, you will be a senior?
In the fall, yeah, I'll be a senior at Michigan.
And what's your major?
I'm majoring in computer science.
And so let's just stop and brag for a moment. University of Michigan's really difficult to get into, correct?
Some say, yeah. I think the acceptance rate's like around 25%.
75%. Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So no, that's awesome. As soon as your dad shared that's where you're going. I was like, wow. And that means he's doing this homework, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think I met your dad at the Detroit Pro Tour stop in like, I'm going to say 95. And then by maybe 96 or so, was coming down making his sort of spring break pilgrimages. And then when you and your big brother started tagging along, and then, yeah, it became like this rite of passage every spring, right? Come out and ski with Wade.
Absolutely. We would tell people we were going to Florida for spring break, and everybody's like, typical spring break in Florida. But we're like, no, we're going to ski in Florida.
Yeah, not necessarily going for Disney World, right?
Yeah, no.
And you did a lot of beach trips.
Yeah, we would head out to Cocoa Beach. We really enjoyed hanging out at the ocean as well.
Hey, so let's talk about what's your goals in life, Isaac, after you graduate? What do you want to do?
I really want to have impact in the work that I'm doing. Working in computer science, there's a lot of opportunity to impact people's lives in a distributed way through the internet, through the devices that we work with every day. And so I think computer science really presents an opportunity to have an impact on a lot of people's lives in a positive way.
Nice. You see, these are smart kids, man. This is, I'm asking him tough questions, 8:30 in the morning. He just rattles it off. Who do you want to say hi to?
This is Amelia Hall. She's from Suttons Bay.
Yeah. So Amelia here, our next guest, Amelia Hall. And where are you from?
I'm from Suttons Bay, Michigan, just north of Traverse City.
That's way up there, guys. On your map, if you find Traverse City and you go north from there, you can't go much further north, right?
Yeah, you run out of land.
Then you're in Canada. Yeah, you got to hop the lake, right? So tell us about your little accident that just happened.
Oh, I got bit by a graphite lyric yesterday morning. Just slaloming and took a little tumble.
Before I got here yesterday to Swerve Water Sports, Amelia was having a swerve and apparently took a bit of a digger, dropped the tip, and the back of the ski hit her in the head. We're basically, yeah, we got confirmation from the boss, Mike. We talked about it briefly yesterday. It's a common, not so common, but it is a common theme. You know, it's an injury that, you know, we talked about would helmets possibly be able to prevent it, but geez, where it sort of came up onto yours, it might even gone right behind your ear. Right. If you guys could see it, and what it's at, like a half inch gash there, but you're a tough gal. Yeah. When are you going to get to ski again?
Hopefully soon, maybe before I leave.
Yeah, good. Hey, so what year are you, Amelia?
I'm going to be a senior.
And what are you majoring in?
In biology and international studies on pre-med track.
Wow. So what are you going to do with that? What are your goals?
I'd like to go to medical school at some point. I want to work in some capacity on the international level and help serve underserved communities. Yeah, kind of have a lot of options, looking for different opportunities, something in healthcare and helping people.
Nice. Thank you very much. And I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite thing about the Michigan summer, Amelia?
Michigan summer? I think just the environment of, you know, everybody coming out of their caves of winter and just like enjoying every minute of it, soaking up the sun, having fun out in the water, whether you're water skiing or sailing or kayaking, and just a really great time to see everybody out.
I stayed in Cadillac once, right between the lakes. There's that little canal there. And I took a day off. I'd been on the road a while and I just sort of took it in. I was sort of blown away because in way down south, like where I live now in Texas or where I live forever in Florida, it's so hot that a lot of people, you drive around neighborhoods and kids aren't outside playing. They may be in the pool in the back, but you go to Michigan in the summer and the ice cream stands like an hour and a half wait, right?
Right.
You know, like everybody's out. It's a really neat deal. Well, hey, thanks both you guys. Anybody you want to say hi to, Amelia?
Hi, Mom.
There you go. Yeah, perfect.
Thanks all for right. having us.
All right, good stuff. So our next guest, Miss Jackie Lee.
Hi.
Miss Jackie, where are you from?
I am from east of Michigan in the mid-Michigan area. It's from Midland, Michigan.
And so where did you do your summering? Did you guys have a lake house or a cabin?
I actually have a boyfriend who skis. His family's a big skier. That's how I got into it. So we ski up in a lake called Secord Lake in Gladwin, Michigan. So that's where I learned how to ski.
And then so what drew you to want to go to the University of Michigan?
I'm actually a transfer student from a community college, and I was looking at colleges I wanted to go to, and Michigan was like a really diverse place, and me being Asian, I wanted to go somewhere with a lot of diversity. So that's why I chose Michigan.
Nice. And what are you majoring in?
I am majoring in communications and media studies.
What year are you in school?
I am a rising senior.
Yeah, so getting close. Yeah.
For sure.
So have you thought about what you're going to do?
Yeah, so I'm interested in going into human resources, sort of like in the company, the diversity and inclusion area. That's what I really value. Moving from South Korea, it was really important to me because I didn't feel included when I first moved here. So being able to provide that to other people is what I really want to do.
Nice. I love that.
Thank you.
Hey, and so Miss Amelia rode in the boat yesterday when she was damaged goods with her busted head, right?
Yeah.
So, but it was kind of cool because she watched you go through some progressions on the water.
I don't know. It was just scary to me because I had a similar incident last year. I was trying out the lyric graphite also, and I tumbled forward and I hit my head on the tip of the ski. So I kind of had a big gash. So it was kind of like, ooh.
Yeah. So we talked a lot though, just about being balanced, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And being relaxed.
Yeah, for sure.
Let the body have a little more flow to it. And then it makes the wake a lot less of a challenge or hindrance.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say that. I'm a beginner, so. You know,
no, basically, yeah. With Miss Jackie, we're basically going from mini course to big course.
Yes.
And that's a huge stepping stone. But we talked about with Miss Ellie that's coming up just in a couple minutes, that once we get away from the wake, we have a little more room to turn the ski into sort of get positioned before we get to the wake. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, right?
Yes, yep.
Our next guest here was being a studious student, and he had taken exams. So our guest is Roy Hagelin.
Yep, Hagelin.
Yeah, and so what are you majoring in then?
I'm also majoring in computer science.
Nice, there you go. And what year are you?
I'm a senior, and then I'm coming back for a victory lap next semester.
What does that mean?
Just another ski season, another fall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you get 6 years to ski four, right, in the collegiate world?
Yep. Yeah, and we've got an extra one because of COVID.
There you go. And so you've convinced your mom and dad to pay for things for another year?
So I actually got a decent scholarship, so the scholarship worked out.
There you go. See, guys, I always say that. If you do good and you make it easier on your parents versus more difficult on your parents, a lot of times they give you hall passes and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I think they like me.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, he says a man with some confidence there. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So we didn't get to ski yesterday, but where are you from and where did you do your summer skiing?
So I'm from Crystal Falls, Michigan in the Upper Peninsula.
And the UP.
Yep, the UP, the big Ute. And then I actually ski with the show ski team back there. So we do some barefoot and do some jumping, do some 360s off the jump.
Nice. That's very cool. Yeah. Then not to throw anything against Michigan, but Wisconsin, your sister stayed up there. That is the show ski capital of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Much less the U.S.
Yeah. So I'm actually like, our town is really close to the border of Wisconsin. So I
was going
to
say up there in the UP, you're just right there. Yeah.
Yep.
Who do you want to say hi to today, Roy?
I guess I can plug the ski club up there, the Badwater Skeeters.
The Badwater Skeeters. Yep. I love that. Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
And then, yep, to my parents too.
What was your sort of direction, meaning, hey, you're going to go be a big blue at UN?
I was on the fence between Michigan Tech and University of Michigan and chose University of Michigan. Just a kind of a better scholarship package. Definitely glad I did because I don't think I would have found water ski if I had gone to Tech. So let's
talk about that. You guys got what, a 30-member team or so, give or take?
Yeah, maybe 40.
Yeah. We already talked about where Mike went to school, Purdue. So the Midwest. Oh, and same with Lee and Allie. They went to Cincinnati. Water skiing's big in the Midwest collegiately, right?
Oh, yeah.
Isaac, with you, I know you went to the 2018 Nationals down in San Marcos. And I think I may have talked about this before in an earlier podcast, but you guys got out there. Try to find some video. The 2019 Collegiate Nationals in California was insane.
I remember. Incredible out there.
I've watched some of the video clips of, you know, 24 teams. Everybody is there all day long and as much sort of enthusiasm and sort of, yeah, energy as
awesome
you could imagine. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. No, so for any of you guys, if you're on the fence about collegiate water skiing, you just go to an event. Just go to one event and you go, oh, yeah, I'm in.
Yep.
I'm in. Yeah, yeah. So, hey, thanks, guys. That was Roy and Jackie. We're going to get our next guest here.
Thanks, Wade.
We skied yesterday with the birthday girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she's already forgot. She went out all night last night. It was just raging here in Hillsborough, Tennessee.
My parents are not listening for the
record. Yeah, right. No. Really, everybody went to bed early. We were up here eating breakfast early. So all is good. Miss Ellie, besides being a vegetarian, I overheard during our breakfast. What are you studying in school?
I'm studying earth and environmental science. So it's kind of like geology. And it's really cool. I just declared it. Sweet.
Nice. So how far along are you?
I'm a sophomore. I guess I'm a junior now. Yeah, I just finished sophomore year.
Right. Where they're at that point where they're going, you got to make a decision, man. Come on.
No, because going into it, I'm like, I could have picked like 20 different majors and been very like into it. But I was like, yeah, I've always liked science. Like, here I go.
Not good. So what will you do with that?
Yeah, I'm hoping to do like any type of marine research is like my big goal, I guess. Because I also, I'm minoring in oceanography, which is sick. And I really like it. But it's really unfortunate that we live in Ann Arbor because there is no oceanography to be like studied there, but
that's where you need to do some studies abroad or do like a summer in Florida or whatever. Yeah.
I'm looking at this program that's in Turks and Caicos, so I could be
nice
like, scuba diving and just having a blast all day.
No, imagine that.
Yeah, no, I'd love it and like skip a Michigan winter. No, like, then I'm gonna do it.
Then it'd sort of be like my job where it's really not a job.
Yeah, you just have fun.
You actually enjoy doing what you're doing. Yeah. No, that's cool.
Yeah.
So. Where did you grow up?
I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. So
oh, yeah.
West side.
So a shout out to Action Water Sports, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. You've probably been in that store before, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. One of my friend's siblings worked at their wakeboard pull around thing.
Yeah. Cable park.
Yeah.
Nice. With your scheme, we were just talking with Miss Jackie. We're just sort of making that transition from mini course out to the big course and sort of taking some deep breaths going, we got to go over the wake monster, right?
Can I do this? Yeah, no, it's fun though. Cause I grew up just like double ski or on combos. And I never heard of slalom skiing at all until it's such a random connection, but my mom works with the Dix family and their son is Andrew Dix. And when they said, when she told them I was going to Michigan, they were like, oh, come with us on our boat. You're going to love this team. And I was like, okay. And I was like, what the hell are they doing? Like, this looks so, it's like, because I've never done it before. I was just like on two little combo skis, like hanging out. And it's like, oh, there's a whole course you can like zip through if you want to. So yeah, it's been a really fun like process of like, well, here I go, like trying something new. So
no, I love it. Yeah. Cool. You guys, obviously you can hear the enthusiasm in her. Yeah. How much fun she's having. So Miss Ellie, who do you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, I'll shout out Doghouse. Like, everyone that's not here right now.
Yeah, all right. Right on. Yeah. We won't go any further on that one. Yeah.
Oh, wait. No. Yes. That makes it sound weird. No, it's my roommate.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Doghouse is just the Michigan water ski team house up at.
All right. There we go. Okay. They were dropping slang on me, and I didn't know should I go there or not. You know? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. That's enough for me.
Yeah. We're trying to keep it above the table. Like, we haven't actually done any bad stuff on air yet, even though it's like, this is like a radio style. We could sort of be doing anything, but yeah, we've kept it, you know, sort of mostly street legal so far.
I'm sure Syndicate Nacho appreciates that.
Yeah, exactly. We're selling to a broader audience here, you know? So, hey, our next guest, Mr. Cole Dimmich. Welcome, Cole.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Cole is a bit of an outsider.
I suppose I get a little bit of flack for being from the West Coast from all my Midwest teammates here. That happens, but you know.
So from San Diego.
Yeah, from San Diego. Made the transition all the way across the country.
For engineering?
Yeah, I had no idea University of Michigan was a school at all until my sister applied and went there. And so honestly, I just threw my name in as another school to have on the list. And I started looking into it. Turned out they had great engineering program. And actually, I grew up water skiing with my family, and my dad skied collegiately at Cal. So I kind of knew it was on the radar, something I kind of wanted to do. So I looked up the water ski team website at Michigan. They all looked like really cool people. I reached out to them and then kind of got involved right as soon as I got to Michigan, and haven't looked back since.
Nice. And so you skied in Mission Bay?
Yeah, down there at Hidden Anchorage. I didn't ski there much growing up, but in the past few years since I've started collegiately skiing and skiing in the course, I've been going out there.
So you heard there was a pro tour there back in the day.
Yeah, I know there's been some things going on there, and they also still host tournaments out there. I'll probably be going to one this summer when I'm back there.
Nice. So we're talking about it's a saltwater bay, what, 5-10 minutes from downtown San Diego?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can really get anywhere in San Diego pretty quick. It's about 5-10 minutes from my house. 5 minutes from Point Loma, all that good stuff, downtown. Just a huge man-made bay, a huge recreational bay, and there happens to be a ski course in there.
And it's awesome. Like, that's where the Roberts family, Karen, Carl, and Natalie, they grew up skiing there before they moved to Florida. And then I skied in one or two pro events there, the old Coors Light water ski tour. And it was a neat deal because right down the beach was the beach volleyball tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just, you know, I thought, well, why wouldn't you want to hang out here?
Down at South Mission Beach, probably. Yeah, they got great volleyball courts out
there. Yeah, it was a neat deal.
Yeah, I actually, I worked on Mission Bay for a few summers after starting college at the Mission Bay Aquatic Center. And so after work, we'd go down and play at those South Mission courts all the time as well.
So you've summered some in South Dakota.
Yeah.
So like, who summers in South Dakota? Like, is it there? People actually live there? No offense, man. I'm from Arkansas.
I live in San Diego, and I tell people, yeah, I like to spend my time in South Dakota and Michigan. They're like, what the hell are you doing with your life, man?
Honestly, at least they've heard of people from Michigan, but they're like, South Dakota, like, really?
Yeah. My happy place, really. Family cottage back there. My mom grew up in South Dakota. My grandma still lives out there. So we'd go back there every summer. Got a 1982 Stars and Stripes.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love it.
For like $2,000 when we were kids and just been rocking on that boat ever since. Plenty of tubing, wakeboarding, wake surfing, of course, the good old slalom skiing. Yeah.
No, man, that's what it's all about having fun. Well, I've had fun today. Thanks, Cole. Thanks, birthday girl, Miss Ellie. And we're going to wrap up. I want to say thanks again for Syndicate Water Skis for being our sponsor and for sponsoring the Collegiate Water Ski Nationals. We hope it's going to go down this year after a postponement last year. And again, go to my website, skiwithwade.com. You can see any of my tour dates. Check out my merch. And like I said, I apologize if we had any shipping issues with our merch. You can reach me at wade@skiwithwade.com. That's a wrap, guys. Thanks so much. Ski with Wade, cut more rope. That's a wrap this week for Ski with Wade podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to email me at wade@skiwithwade.com or direct message me on Instagram or Facebook with any questions you may have. We'll cut more rope next week. Ski with Wade.